All right, it's day five, I think. My microphone's working. Check, check, check. Crab cakes are on the grill back here. We're at Pappas. Don't go to Glen Burnie. Don't go to Park. I mean, you can go, but I'm not going to be there. Bel Air, certainly don't go to National Harbor today. We are in Cockeysville. I've already had a donut next door at Simon's Bakery. You know, if I was really smart, I would have done this crab cake tour sometime between like the 4th of July and Labor Day. That way I could get the peach cake. I'd be rolling in there. But I come here and do a whole bunch of stuff with the Connects folks next door over at the mansion. And I've had some good nights up there with Art Modell and a whole bunch of other people. So we're blessed and pleased to be here today. I have a whole batch. This is whatever's left's going to Hollywood Casino on Sunday night. For the big game and the Tay-Tay show, we're going to be out here this afternoon. I got Maryland Lottery scratch-offs and our friends at Window Nation. I want to put the wacky hat on to sort of start the party here a little bit today. 866-90-NATION, 0% financing 5 years when you get that going. Also, Jiffy Lube Multicare. Keep driving all these crab cake locations. Monday, Fadley's. Tuesday, Costas. Wednesday, Coco's. Thursday, where the hell was it? State Fair in Catonsville. I'm losing my days. Friday, we're at Pappas. Jiffy Lube Multicare will keep your car out on the road. I feel like Oprah when I give the 10 times the cash scratch-offs away. So, Danielle, one for you and one for you. I want to get the mics up for these beautiful young ladies who've treacherously made their way out to Cockeysville to be my first guest. Destiny's over here from Blue Cross Blue Shield Care First. Sit down, relax, get a crab cake, get some water. I mean, I'm loose today. I'm chewing gum. These two poor souls were banging on the door out in front of Pappas, and I decided to go an hour later today just because you were booked an hour later and I didn't have a 9 o'clock guest. And I've been doing this all week, you know what I mean? Like, so you're getting a loose version of me. My wife thought I was going to lose my voice. I'm chewing gum on the air, breaking every rule because I'm getting a little, you know, I've done a lot of talking this week. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk about why you're here. So the Tiana Foundation, and I think you guys, you got all these questions. Danielle called me a legend. The first thing she said to me, and I'm like, all right, sit over there for a minute. Let me figure this out. But I don't even know how you guys got here. I put a Facebook post up. This just speaks to how crazy this city is, right? And small Baltimore and Baltimore. Put a post up right before Christmas, and I said, I'm going to do this charity thing. If anybody knows somebody that wants to come out or somebody that deserves to be on the show, get 20 minutes, hang out, tell me an awesome story, make me cry. I'm at 9.5 cries this week. The over-under was 10. I don't know. Somebody's going to get me today. So I did this, and everybody hit everything on the page, and I literally waited till the next day for there to be 85 comments on my page, and I went through every one of them, and I created a spreadsheet, and I hit every single one of you as best I could on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and some people got back, some didn't, some yelled at me this week, like I didn't get their spam, then I got hijacked by the Soup for the Soul Dundalk people, and it turns out to be like my high school friend's brother, so that's where we are. But I did this thing first thing on Tuesday with Leah Bittinger, and it didn't even get on the air live because it was like crappy, and I was trying to I hit a button. This looks like a light bright, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to work it. So I hit a button, knocked us off the air. So she came over, and she talked about this dog that she has named Nyla, and my cat's name is Nala. And she said, this dog's so beautiful, and we have people to walk this dog every day. We want somebody to take this dog. This dog licks faces. It loves people. And I'm like, cool. 8 hours later, I come home and realize the girl that actually walks the dog is like one of my lifer rugby friends from 25. And she's like, you had Lee on the show. And I'm like, how'd you do that? And I'm like, you know, it might have been you that just said, you should contact Leah from Brigham Home Rescue. And, so I don't know how you wound up here. I mean, I could go back onto my Facebook thread, and I think you guys were like a double, triple whapper. You know, a couple people said, you got to have Tiana on to crush it and Breastfest and Pink.
And save the girls.
Susan G. Komen folks came to me yesterday, and they gave me a real press pass. It's not going to get me into the Super Bowl, but they wanted me to have a press pass. So they gave me all this pink garb, and I'm wearing orange today for the Orioles, damn it, because I've decided it's time. Don't you girls think that?
Absolutely. Don't we have like 50 days till
Yeah, but I mean, freedom. I'm just talking about, you know, ownership freedom. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
That's a new thing. So where are you guys from? I got Ann here. I got Danielle. Tiana Foundation. I've been, like, awful at setting this whole thing up. But I did. You guys did ask how you wound up here, and I know it was from that Facebook thread.
It was.
Somebody I know that knows you, that knows me, that here you are. What is this?
So the Tiana Foundation is an organization that my sisters and I have, four sisters, set up because our mother, Tiana, died of breast cancer when she was 48.
She had a beautiful name.
She did.
Yeah, that's a great name.
And now I have nieces and cousins with that name.
Oh, wow. We're handing it down. When did we lose her?
We lost her 25 years ago.
More than
25 years ago.
So, you know, my wife's coming up on a 10-year diagnosis of her leukemia. And we're thinking, like, if she had leukemia in 1989, she would have died, right?
Absolutely.
And this curve, and I talked a lot about this with, I think you're the third breast cancer sort of group I've talked to this week, just how far we've come that, like, when I see a friend of mine, and I'm 55, right, so there's people my age, they're like, I got breast cancer. My God, 20 years ago, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, it's, well, I know some people that lived. And now it's like, hey, you know, you're going to be all right.
As long as you catch it early.
We hope, right. Yeah. This is when you bother me about the thing. Every year at Super Bowl, the big game, sorry, this is a cup of Super Bowl, that, you know, we get warned about the guy part of, yes, like, get checked.
Wife's important.
Beating on me. I know. Keep going. The more I talk to you guys, and the Blue Cross people are going to come over here and crush me on this. They're going to say, you got insurance. Go. And I think the girls are like a little bit like, you know, it's
absolutely,
every time my wife goes, it's like not a comfortable thing for women, apparently. I don't know. It's never been done to me, but like,
it's worth
it. I haven't
met
a woman that likes it. No. So, you know, so there have at that.
So
right?
That's a great thing to say. I hope everyone who's listening to us today is reminded to get their mammogram, right? If nothing comes out of this as far as breast cancer health or
that's what
about
you can
future,
do. That's what everybody out there can do, right?
Exactly. Get your mammogram.
Danielle, you got a story. You've been like, you come in and you're like, you're a legend. I haven't heard a word out of you. Where are you from? What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm from here, from Baltimore.
I can hear that. I love that.
My sister died young of breast cancer. And if she had it today, she probably would be still living a lot longer. But she had three, you know, young kids. So she died in 2009. So that's why I was really attracted to Anne, because of her story. So I just think it's really important.
Well, the little bit I know about this, and I'm not a doctor, but I'll play one on the radio for a minute, is that you're more susceptible because of your sisters. Mm-hmm. So I think when you say early detection, I've had a handful of people in my life in the last 5 years that have done, and I don't know, you guys can speak to it. You're the scientist, not me. Done the detection thing with the gene and the bit, and they're like, I'm like a 90% chance of this happening. We're going to get on this right now. And there's a proactivity part of this,
yes,
and treatment and radiation, different things that, I don't know, we're just getting smarter. We're getting better. And all this crazy charity crap I've been doing all week that raises money, creates science, and creates a miracle I wake up with every day, you know? So it's kind of crazy.
Well,
right?
They said that when I got my genetic testing, they thought that it came from my father.
Oh, right.
So I thought that was interesting.
So how are you? You're okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
And you're okay too.
Yep.
You have the same issue with mom, right? Like
mom,
literally,
great,
right?
Mother, great-grandmother, and great-grandmother and cousin.
So you got a thing.
I got a thing.
What's going on in your thing? You got three brothers and sisters?
I have four sisters.
Okay, four sisters.
None of us have the genes. So, meaning we've all been tested. Did my mom have it? I don't know.
When did you get... So, you know, mom's a quarter of a century ago, almost as long as I've had this joint. At what point did it become... I mean, obviously it's something to you. You guys are front and center on this issue, and obviously it's been a little while since your sister passed too. When did it become like, all right, I'm going to get that thing and I'm going to know? I mean, was that 2010, 15, 20?
Honestly.
Because it feels like it's been a last five thing. It feels like it's been around about as long as 50-50 crab soup has been around. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Which I've been having that argument, like, this is a new thing. Like, the last 10 years is kind of a new thing. And it's, my sister-in-law had breast cancer, right? So my wife's, you know, she's been tested. I mean, my wife's been tested for friggin' everything, but I don't, that wasn't a thing in 2009, right?
When did you get your genetic testing?
It was probably like 5-6 years ago.
Me too.
Right, okay.
Me too.
So this is really.
Yeah. It's very recent, and they're actually always finding new genes as well, which is kind of interesting. So, you know, you think the BRCA gene was the one everyone talks about, but there's some other genes that are in the I don't want to say testing stages, but they're realizing that there may be other genes that can lead to breast cancer as well. So I remember when I got tested, they said they were looking at one gene, and that the great thing about getting tested is they said, you don't have BRCA, but you have this one that we're not so sure about. So as we get information about this one we're not so sure about, we'll let you know. So you're kind of in the queue for any new information that research comes up
you're
with.
You're on which the
is,
list.
Exactly, right, which right. is huge. I mean, that's what you want to be. You want to be ahead.
Do you have to get
behind.
Tested again? Or genetics, but do they recommend it 5 years later, you come back and do a little something?
Yeah, but there are more tests and Correct. More genes, so you can get tested again for more genes than when we were tested back then.
Right. Well, and you know what? And when my wife had her life saved on the bone marrow, the man who was her match, it was 10 genetic markers. My understanding is there's more than that now. Like they go even further, right? That the science has come, further.
It's come a long way.
And I think it's probably like this crazy equipment I barely know how to work, but I think the technology moves almost as fast as this sort of technology moves along with it. And it's so exponential in front of our, especially people our age who remember life without this tethered to us, thank God for that when we were younger, right? Or maybe not, I don't know, but mom and dad would have had a better life. If we're parents, we feel differently about it than when we were. But I think the last 10 years, the amount of tech, even when my wife was battling, I was just blown away at how quick labs would come back and how, I mean, it'd be 15 sheets of stuff in her blood that I don't even know what it means, And I'm sure the same thing is true with the science of breast cancer, which there's nothing that we've had more awareness of for women. I mean, I wish we had as much awareness for
other things,
equality, all sorts of, pick everything that would ever get Trump elected and kill it, and say, women, but the breast cancer, the pink bats in sports and the pink gloves in football and the pink, and everybody know someone who's had breast cancer and has passed, and everybody that knows somebody like my sister-in-law and a whole bunch of other people I can name who've had breast cancer and survived.
Yep.
And a lot of it is, if you get it now, I don't say you're blessed, but you're blessed that they can help you fix it.
100%. When we first started BreastFest, it was at the gin mill, if you remember that, in Canton.
I came to some BreastFest. That's you.
Yeah.
I did the one in the park down at Nick's. Is that Sam right?
That's
I was
us.
At that one. Yeah.
That's us. Where it's going to be. It's usually at Nick's, but now because Nick's is getting all that construction over there.
Save the Tatas. Yeah.
Save the girls.
Girls. Sorry. I'm just figuring it.
We'll take all of them.
My favorite shirt is Save the Motorboating. That one.
Keep motorboating alive.
Yeah. I think that's
one of our shirts.
I'd wear that.
Yeah.
You give me that one.
So
not today because I'm, wearing my Pappas shirt here in Cockeysville, but and my Oriole sort of orange. I want to get back in the groove here. I knew I'd be sitting under the Oriole sign,
which is good.
I'm gonna have the bird looking at me the whole day. So yesterday we had Biggie overlooking everybody's head, looking down on them like this,
and
it was
funny.
Just hilarious. So the videos are all here's people talking about life saving, and Biggie's looking at him, and I'm like, all right, at least we have a sense of humor about all that. Anne is here. Danielle's here from the Tiana Foundation. Do you want? So if I'm at the real Radio Row at the big game, there'd be some handler for you, and there'd be some celebrity here whose mom, and it'd be something, and they would hand me one of these. Mm-hmm. So you're prepared. This is they're legit. They got talking points, and do you want to read the talking points, or do you want me to name it? I just want to know the history of this, because you talked about your mom. Give me the soup to nuts on how this thing started.
So it started with my sister, Sarah. She went to University of Georgia,
okay.
And she had BreastFest there at a bar called Tasty World, which I always thought was funny.
What bar is this? I want to go there.
It's not there anymore, but it used to be called Tasty World.
All the good places are gone.
Tasty World for BreastFest is just a funny thing. And then
she went to Georgia, Athens, Georgia?
Yeah.
Did you know the guys from REM got on stage last night at the 40 Watt Club? Are you aware of this? The four members of REM got on stage. Now, Stipe wouldn't sing. Stipe sang from the crowd while they sang.
I would have been...
3 o'clock this morning, I got up, and I'm like...
That's amazing. I would have loved that.
Yeah, they did. Mike Mills and Peter Buck did Perfect Circle.
Yeah. I would love to have seen that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So anyway.
So we started...
So you said Georgia.
She started there in the spring.
Rock and roll guy.
And then in the fall, we started at the gin mill. And it's funny, when we first started, speaking of how things have changed over the years, people would
the gin mill, Luke and Lester, gin mill?
Yeah.
Smaltimore, right.
Exactly.
I think I was invited to the very first one.
I think you've
early
been, I honestly think you've been to more than one, to be honest with you. But that's where we started. And people, when we would talk about BreastFest, they would whisper it like it was a bad word. BreastFest.
Boobies.
Yeah, it was so funny. People would take down the posters and tear off where it said BreastFest and put it on their chest, and we're like, this is really weird.
Well, the social media that came out of your parties, by 5 o'clock at the one hour, it just got a little sloppy. It wasn't quite Preakness or Throw Your Beads, but it was like, you know, it was that crowd.
Exactly. It's a fun crowd.
You know,
it's raise a drink.
It was the crowd that were happy they didn't have cell phone pictures when they were 18. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Raise a drink to raise awareness. How about that?
Right on. Well, what are you guys doing these days? I mean, I know about your Booby Fest. That's in like September maybe, or like it's a fall
September
event, right?
28th.
See, I didn't even look it up. I just knew.
And this year it's going to be at Mother's.
Oh, okay.
Which I know.
Downtown.
Downtown Mother's.
Purple Patio, Dave. All right. Yep. Good, good, good.
We're going down.
Well, you're going to eat well, you know.
Exactly.
Music will be good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's on the 28th from 2 to 7. And more information will come out. But, you know, it'll be...
I want you to book the Neville Brothers, if you can get them back.
Dave Rather?
Yeah, yeah. Book the Neville Brothers for these ladies. Come on, man.
That'd be great.
Right, that's good. Well, I know he loves all the New Orleans music, so
he does.
I'm giving him a hard time. He's got the band that won the Grammy that was at my party the night we won the Super Bowl, and I just lost the name. But that's not their name. Anyway, so I keep wanting to say Dirty Dozen Brass Band, but that's not the name of their band. Rebirth. I just got it right.
Oh, really?
Rebirth Brass Band is playing at Mother's. So there. Free plug,
well,
Dave.
There is a band. The band that we're having is called Scotty Pip, and he actually plays at the Daily, what'd you say, State Fair? He plays there as well.
Oh, okay.
So he's a regular. And his mother and mother-in-law both had breast cancer. So that's why it's near and dear to his heart. And that's why a lot of people get involved with us, because we're, you know, if you're touched, you kind of want to do something.
Well, if there's 100 people in a room right now, and I yell, how many of you have been touched by breast cancer in some very direct way of a friend or within your inner circle, like, I would think 99 hands would go up, right? I mean,
my three best
right?
friends have it. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you from, man?
I grew up in Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio.
You know where the football Hall of Fame is.
I know, Massillon, the cradle of football. And, you know, I know all about it. When did you come here?
I have been here for like 20 years now.
All right. And you've been doing this how long with here foundation-wise? I've been hearing about you for maybe 15, right? Like,
yeah.
When you got together with Luke and Lester, that had been the aughts, right?
This is our 25th anniversary.
So you did the first gin mill thing last century?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So we're going to have a big gala this year.
I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
You're probably right, I was there, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, you know. So, but I have done your events. And what can people do to be helpful and participate with Diana Foundation?
I'll tell you, when I was thinking about that when I was driving here. And everyone can do whatever they can do. Meaning, if you have someone in your office who's a breast cancer survivor, celebrate them. See if your company will be a sponsor. See if you can just get a bunch of people and come to the event. We have merchandise. Sponsorship, obviously, and donations are what we use the most. We are 100% volunteer. So if you give us money, it goes directly to help people with breast cancer. It's a big deal for us. So.
That's why I like your foundation so much.
Now, how did you find out about her foundation?
Because my friend Deb.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Works for Mercy.
Now, how long ago was that?
I think it's been three, four years.
So it's recent. Yeah. It's recent for you. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry I've never had you on before. If I've never had you on before, I don't think I've had you on before.
No.
Well, here I am.
So Mercy is a really special place. And you were talking about Deb, which makes me think of it. When I walked into Mercy the very first time to talk to them about Breastfest, I walk in and I had been working at another hospital at the time, and it wasn't like this.
Are you a nurse?
No. Well, I used to work for the School of Nursing.
All right, okay.
But anyway, I'm walking down the hall of Mercy, and this guy is standing by the elevator. He goes, can I help you find something? And I said, do I look lost? He goes, yeah. I'm thinking, that would never happen. That's just how Mercy is. Like, you walk in the door, and that's why I feel like we're in a special place. We give money to people who give to everybody. You know what I mean? And
right. They
make sure that the money gets spent on the people that need it the most. And that's why they're our partners. And for those of us who give to us, they can feel very comfortable that their money is like, it's used to help people with breast cancer, whether that's a wig or it's a mammogram or there's so many. We bought a lot of equipment for Mercy. The big one was the 3D mammogram technology. If you go to Mercy and you get a mammogram, you don't pay extra for it. So at other places, you'd have to pay like $100 to get a 3D mammogram. At Mercy, everybody gets
What's that mean? Is that just nicer on the boobies? Or is
no.
it better, more? Is that like the flat MRI versus the, you know, I don't know.
It's a very good question. It's not better on the boobies at all. It's the same. But it's when they take the technology, it's like taking slices.
It's a better test.
It's a better test.
Oh, okay. Well,
and so much
you know.
So that most people that got the 3D, the first time they got it, they had to go back and get rechecked because from one to the other, there was such a dramatic change. It was that much better. So the idea that you're going to catch something, you should feel much more comfortable. And that's another reason why you should what?
Get tested.
Get your mammogram.
All right.
I mean,
I got you.
And if this reminds you, great. A lot of people do it in October because it's Breast Cancer Month. Some people do it around Breast Fest because when they buy their ticket, they schedule their mammogram. I don't care when you do it, but do it.
Danielle Bunting is here. It is the voice of Anne O'Brien talking about the Tiana Foundation. I'm going to spell that T-Y-A-N-N-A. So Anna is like, you know, older folks had Anna as an... Why Tiana? That's an interesting one. I like that.
So in the South, a lot of times you have these mosh names. So my grandfather was named Tyrus. My great-grandmother was named Anna Margareta. She became Tiana. That's why I'm Anne Margaret. It's a Southern
Not
thing.
The Anne Margaret. Different no. Anne Margaret.
But there's an Anne Margaret and there's a Margaret O'Brien. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
My mother was Southern, and everybody has it. Like, my son's middle name is Alan, sort of to, like, make her happy. You know what I mean? Because there was an A-L-L-E-N in her family. Mm-hmm. So I made him an A-L-A-N to kind of, like, let it roll. And now she's dead and gone, doesn't care, never really cared what his middle name was, and nobody even knew his middle name, but
it's honoring them, you know, which is
when,
nice.
Yeah, when my dad died, his name was Charles. We named my daughter Charlie. There's already another Charles, like, my nephew. It's like...
Yeah.
That's the thing. I understand that. I mean, I told you I did it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I admitted earlier this week my son's name is Barry because my father's name is Bernard and his father's name is Barney. And Barry just seemed like a more sort of modern, cool, different, weird, you know. I even yelled, he was producing the show that day. I'm like, you know any other Barrys? He's like, no. And I'm like, see, perfect. I made you unique, you know?
That's great. I mean, Tiana's definitely unique. The only ones I know about are my niece and my cousins.
Oh, that's cool. And we can find it. And circle the date, September 28th, because, like, they're throwing a party, and the music will be good, and the suds will be cold,
And the silent auction is another thing. If anyone has any auction items, if you work for a jewelry store, you work for a
Spend the day
store.
At the radio station. No.
Oh, wait a minute. I like the sound of that.
Listen, man, I'm getting to be the point.
Be your producer for the day.
No, I'm like the great Emperor Wizard of Oz. I want to put on this show down the yellow brick road, but then you pull the curtain back and and then I show up and you're like, nah, you know, I'll see him when he's out of Pappas or something like that. So you guys, a cup of Super Bowl is on. It's Crab Cake Row. We're promoting the Tiana Foundation. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff today. I want to promote everything we're doing and just have like a whole list of this. Destiny Simone is going to be here talking some Blue Cross Blue Shield, Care First, and community initiatives. Tom Herb's going to be here from the Hoffa Foundation. Not that Hoffa. Terry Weigel's going to be here from Hopewell Cancer Support. I got to meet Terry when she was working for There Goes My Hero. Literally, my wife was fighting. Mark Brudinski's making his return. I was on his show last week, and he kissed my butt for like 30 minutes, and I put it on the air, and we talked about all this cool stuff on his show, and I'm going to beat him up about the sound of his podcast, because, I like good sound.
Yeah, this is good sound.
Sound. It's almost like FM, but it's not. It's AM.
Can you sing? Do you have a good voice?
I have been known to sing. Can I get to my plugs? Jess Drew is going to be here from Catch a Lift. Fred and Danny Growl, they're not going to make me cry because Danny's going to come here and pick on me. Danny's a special Olympian who I've known. Oh, man. I've known him since he was this big, and now he's like a grown-up, and he hasn't ceased to give me crap. So he's a super plunger, and he tries to get to me to... I don't do... My people from the equator. I don't do cold. I mean, I'll be nice. I'll promote your club, but I'm not getting in the water. I'm not. I mean, Victor Brick's trying to get me to do it for like health, right? The super cold.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the football players do that in the cold. I'm the guy to put my pinky winky toe in the water. No. I mean, I go to Jamaica. If it's not 86, I don't get in the water. You know, I mean, it's cold. Forget Ocean City too. Paige Kerner, the Red Devils, talking about cancer. They'll be here. Robbie Jr. or Senior or both. They're always in the same room. They've never been apart, kind of like me and Luke. I don't know, like Bernie Taupin and Elton John. One of them is going to be here today to talk about the Peter Angelos autographed bat that they sold out from under me. John Brothers is going to be here today from T. Rowe Price. I might ask him about the stadium naming thing. You think I should?
I think you should.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It'd be an interesting conversation.
Sherry Bailey, who she's from Layla's Gift. She wrote me and said, what do I need to do to be on your show? And I said, well, you got to be fun. Like, it better be. And she's like, I'll be there. She said, my middle name is Fun. So Sherry Fun Bailey will be here later today. Paul, Colleen, and Sarah are going to be here. And this is, I'm going to cry in the 4 o'clock hour. Andrew's laughing gas. Count on it. I'll be crying by 4:20. Kathy's going to be here from UMCS Food Pantry. They're actually down by Coco's. Every single day, the Maryland Food Bank and the cool stuff we're doing here for the Maryland Food Bank, we've had like a table full of food. And it's gone to a local pantry. So Monday went to St. John's Pantry in Essex. Monday it went to Grace and Hope Mission, my favorite guest. No offense to the Tata girls. The lady from Grace and Hope Mission was my favorite guest of the week. Just go watch it. It was friggin' awesome, and she's coming back on. She doesn't know it. Yeah, I'm going to go visit her because she was cool. So all these food pantries are here. We did St. Francis of Assisi on Wednesday. I'm trying to think what we did yesterday. Oh, we did Catonsville Emergency Assistance on Thursday. And we're going to do UMCS today if you come out. A lot of people are coming out today. I know one of them that is not coming out today, and I know this is going to crush you guys. Leonard Raskin, who manages people's money and empowers people to choose their financial future. He's at RaskinGlobal.com. This is his favorite crab cake. He's usually over here at the table, and I usually have like Mike Bordick or people, and he loves the crab cake. He loves Justin. Couldn't make it today. He's enjoying his last day in Maui. It's tough. He's at Wailea today.
I feel so sorry
for him. Eating poke. And I keep thinking of, I see Raskin sitting there with Kathy on one of those things with a pineapple, with a thing, with a Mai Tai, eating poi like Fred Flintstone. And I know how nice, you ever been to Maui?
No.
Go. Just go. You're an American citizen. It's your right and obligation to go. Especially now that Lahaina burned down. You should go over there and leave some money for some pineapples, which you should do.
Sounds good.
Leonard's doing that right now. Well, Leonard thought, like I thought, even when I booked you guys a while ago, mm-hmm. right? It was a mm-hmm. month ago, right? We did Pappas on Friday because, like, as you can see, it's big. Mm-hmm. And there was a football game that was played 12 days ago that feels like it was played 12 years ago now that would have made this a purple pep rally brunch thing. So that was part of like today and doing this, but it is a cup of Super Bowl. You come by Maryland crab soup, cream of crab soup. Nobody does it better than Pappas. They mix it. You can go one or the other, a cup of soup or bowl. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Say that real fast. A cup of soup or
bowl.
I said the big game. You said Super Bowl. So whenever, Roger, Roger, I know you're hiding out there, but so we're here all day. Last thing for folks, you want them to come on September 20th. That's
we
really
do.
What you want.
We do.
Anything between now and then? No.
Nothing scheduled, but check out our Facebook site. We always do things, you know, throughout the year. Would love to have you join us for anything you're available for.
Well, I might be watching an Oriole game from the press box that night.
Well, then you'll have to come to a different event.
There's beer, there's music, there's girls, there's food.
Lots of tatas.
There's fresh air, there's tatas, there's pink and more pink.
Yep.
I have a lot of pink. It gives me a chance to wear it.
Absolutely. And we have a really good silent auction, so you're going to want to see it.
All right. A day in the life of Nestor is not one of those things. I would promise you that.
Come on.
So here's what I'm going to do for you, because this is part of my... Will you ask me if I sang yes, so you can Google that?
We'll get you on stage. You can sing with the band.
I said to my wife, how many times this week am I going to have a guest on, and I'm going to say, well, we're out of time today, but you'll have to come back and visit us again soon. So come back before September 28th. I'll do a crab cake tour at Pappas or at Coco's or at Faye. I'll be somewhere, Casas. You come out like a month or two before, and we'll have some more fun. And here's what I want to do.
We can do it at Nick's Fish House.
Perfect. I'm going to officially end this with you guys by saying, so this is giving me hope.
Mothers.
Okay. I began a whole week with the Hope Lodge in the American Cancer Society. So this is my hope, is that your event, September 28th, by God, I hope we have a new owner by then. I went out to Drug City and I bought a bottle of The Prisoner, and I'm going to release it.
I thought we already have a new owner.
It's not done.
Oh, okay. You're making me nervous now. I didn't know I had to be nervous.
This is an agreement that involves the Angelos family, okay? It's not done till it's done,
okay.
As I see it. And I'm not going to let that, you know.
That's probably wise.
Right. So whenever it happens is when I'm going to drink the wine. When I see the press conference and I know the money's in the bank, and I like when that happens. But I'm thinking that's going to happen before the next time I have you on. So that's my hope.
Okay.
My hope is I think you're going to come on my show sometime in late July or early August. Mm. And by then, I'm probably going to be into my 15th bottle of The Prisoner and broke. And, you know, Drug City's going to be out
of wine.
Very
happy.
Yeah, I've never bought an expensive bottle of wine in my life, so this was a big splurge for me. It was a $60 bottle of wine, and I'm like, because I had Wendy Bronfine on from Curio Wellness, who sponsors our 25th anniversary. Please go see all that, and they're going to be a sponsor of our Super Bowl Radio Row vault as well that you can see at the website. And Wendy was on like the morning after, and I was a little weirdly giddy after the. I thought they were sold to, you know, what the headline is to be sold. There is an agreement. So the next morning, she was like my first guest, and we were like BS, and she's an old school Oreo fan. I said, is there a champagne of cannabis? Because I don't like champagne. Like, it gives me a headache. I need a champagne. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a bottle of red wine. I'm just going to get like a really, because I'll enjoy that. And it'll feel.
Prisoner is wonderful.
It'll feel celebratory. Mm-hmm. All right. You'll be back, right?
Absolutely.
You're not done with me.
No.
Any more questions,
we're
Danielle?
Just getting started. No, thank you so much.
I appreciate you
it's
calling me
fun.
A legend. I hope I cleared things up for you. Danielle Bunting and O'Brien here from the Tiana Foundation. We're going to come back, talk about the community, talk about Blue Cross Blue Shield, Care First. Big, important part of a couple million dollars of insurance that, you know, I know my wife was worth a couple million dollars, and a man in Germany saving her life not once but twice, and all this blood that got flown around and platelets and like all the stuff I know don't want to talk about, but we're going to talk about because we have to talk about it. All right. Stepping out, we are at Pappas today. I don't want to say Costas or Cocos or Fadley's or Stay Fair because I'm going to get to 5 o'clock today.
Wait, why do they call you Nasty? Nasty. Nasty Nesto. Why is that?
I went through that on Tuesday. That was Wednesday at Cocos. Mike Resigliano's sons, who were little terrors and they're now like in their 40s and have twins and are like wonderful guys. And my kid, I had my kid on a weekend in the late 80s. I went to a baseball game in Philadelphia to see the Phillies. It was actually to see Eddie Murray. Eddie Murray had like 3 home runs in the game. He was a Dodger. He had just gotten, it was the summer of 88. So 89. Might have been 88, but 89. Maybe one or the other. She hit a home. They hit a bunch of home runs. I came back to the office, and the Dodgers had beaten the Phillies like 14-2. And Resig brings his cartoons, his sports cartoons, into 501 North Calvert Street in the late 80s. Every night he would do his cartoon at home. This is the internet. There's no scan. Mm-hmm. He would physically bring it in to get it onto the newspaper, right? So he came in that night. Dude, I spent the day in Philly. I saw Eddie. You were at the game today. I said, man, they brought guys in from the bullpen, man. They bringing guys in. If you knew who these guys were, I'd babysit your kids. He knew who they were because he played rotisserie band. And the one that won the babysitting was Todd Froworth, the late, great Todd Froworth, who we lost a few years ago of cancer. He was the, and I got to know him because he was an Oriole after that. So I had to go on a Saturday night to Gardenville, right by Cocos, 2 blocks from Cocos, and babysit Resig's kids while they went out to dinner. And my kid was 4 or 5. His kids were 6 and 8. Like, so this was, you know, I'm on it. And we left the chicken on the grill that Resig's wife, Terry, had. She's like, you can't screw this up. Don't order pizza. Just put the chicken on, turn it over. And the chicken burned, and I blamed it on the kids. And I sent them to bed early. And instead of calling me, I was going to send them to bed early anyway because I was 22 and there were girls and it was a Saturday. You know, I had a thing, right? So, like, they were going to bed. And they got mad at me and they, instead of Uncle Nestor, they started calling me Nasty Nestor.
Got it. That's a good story.
Did I do that?
Yeah, it's a good story.
That's a true story, too.
It's a good story.
All right, anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Looking forward to seeing you again.
If you want to see me sing the next time The Cultivated plays at the Emerald Tavern to honor Harvey Myers, I will sing Strength and probably New Year's Day. So come out. It's past my bedtime. So I don't want to promise you that I'm coming. And then it's like a night where I get to have my milk and cookies.
We're going to invite you to Breastfest and tell Scott to get you up
on
stage.
Is this an afternoon thing or a night thing?
It is 2 to 7.
All right, well, at least I'll be awake. That's the first things first. The Tiana Foundation, we're at the Pappas in Cockeysville. I don't want to tell you not to go to Bel Air or Parkville or Glen Burnie, but they don't need you today. I do. So come on out here and meet us out on Cranbrook. Bring us some good stuff for the Maryland Food Bank. People are really smart, man. Like I told Carmen yesterday from the Maryland Food Bank, I'm like, on Tuesday I was seeing like peanut butter and black beans, and I'm like, my flatulence. But I looked at it and I'm like, that's a wild collection of things. And then everything that Carmen came on and mentioned was everything I talked about that was already on the table. So people go to the Maryland Food Bank site. You'll know the good stuff to bring. Bring some stuff out. If you bring stuff, we give you a cup of soup or bowl at Pappas. Thanks for coming by. And Danielle and the Tiana Foundation. We got a whole day ahead of things. Mike Rosenfeld from Web Connection is going to be coming by. I already gave you guys lottery tickets. I got to get some more ready. If you're out here, lottery tickets for everybody. It's 10 times the cash. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, as well as Jiffy Lube, Multicare. I got a press pass from the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Thank you very much. I'm gonna wear it around my neck and be like Wayne's World. And that's what I'm gonna do. I'm back for more right after this. We're at Pappas. Stay with us.